The Premier of Victoria, Dennis Napthine, says he's furious and disgusted by police officers who distributed racist stubby holders to colleagues. Police in Victoria say the drink coolers featured derogatory slogans about Africans and were given out at a police station in Melbourne's west. Force Command took action last year against the two officers involved, but the incident has only just come to light. Alison Caldwell reports.
The blue stubby holder at the centre of the latest racism probe involving Victoria Police features a cartoon mudfish clutching a hook with the words "Sunshine Police, whoever says sunshine brings happiness never worked here." Reportedly, 50 of the drink coolers were made up and distributed among police in Sunshine, a suburb in Melbourne's west. It has a large refugee community. Mudfish or muddy is derogatory slang for Africans and references the bottom feeder species of fish that is a common food source in Sudan. Dr. Berham Ahmed is the chairman of the African think tank.
Well, look, I was talking to a few young boys here, and I've asked this question this morning, and all of them thought that they were seen like not better than the soil, not better than the dirt.
Not better than dirt.
Yes.
Written on the other side of the stubby holder is "My date of birth is 0101?" question mark. This is seen as mocking refugees from war-torn countries who don't know their date of birth. The stubby holders were produced by the Sunshine Police Social Club last year and used regularly on casual drinking nights.
This is a symptom right through the system. There is a systemic failure in the police institution. What we're saying is there is a bad culture.
So will young African men just say, see, they're all racist?
Well, I mean, that has been the case, and this is what's going on, because changing the system is what we're looking for. Young boys have lost trust.
To put it bluntly, I was extremely annoyed. I was very angry. It undermines the great work that many of our police do out in the western suburbs and across the state as a whole.
Victoria Police Acting Deputy Commissioner Andrew Crisp found out about the stubby holders late last week.
You cannot, in your right mind as a member of Victoria Police, actually believe that producing a stubby holder with what we can see that's on them is right in any way. And Victoria Police has come a long way in tackling racism in this organisation. And again, the majority of our members do a great job.
Acting Deputy Commissioner Andrew Crisp says the incident was dealt with by the local inspector last April and the members involved were counselled. He says Victoria Police will explore what other disciplinary action could be taken against the police officers who distributed the racist stubby holders.
The matter has now been referred to the Professional Standards Command to review what took place at the time and to explore whether there's other options that should in fact take place now with regards to those members.
The Victorian Premier, Dennis Napthine, didn't hide his anger either when he was asked about the stubby holders.
Absolutely frustrated and disgusted by that sort of behaviour by police and police officers. I understand the Chief Commissioner is also expressing his concern and is taking immediate action to deal with that issue.
3 years ago, 5 police officers were sacked after they circulated racist emails. In February, Victoria Police settled a civil claim over racial profiling of African Australian men. From June the 1st, police are now conducting cultural awareness training of their members as part of the settlement, with 6 young men who claimed they were racially discriminated against between 2005 and 2009. Victoria Police says the 2 sergeants who produced and distributed the racist stubby holders remain on duty at the Sunshine Police Station.
Alison Caldwell.